Welcome to
Animal Adventures!
Oh, yep, I think you heard that voice before. Okay, listeners, who do you think that is? I'll give you hints.
It starts with an N.
His name starts with an N. He was in episode 10, and he has giant ears.
Oh, big giant! He's the one with the Wait, actually, he has small ears.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, it's Noah!
From the Red-Tailed Hawk episode.
Hi, Campbell. I'm very excited to be here. And today, we're gonna talk about the season one
finale.
Yay!
So, first, let's do the milk snake.
Yeah, that was first episode. What was your favorite thing from that episode?
I liked how you can tell if it's like a milk snake because like the black touches red or something like that. I like that fact. That was interesting.
I think my favorite thing from that was the encounter. Snake,
oh, yeah.
Eating the frog. I haven't checked out that episode.
I was at that camp too, but sadly we weren't in the same grade level.
Noah was at that camp too, but we weren't in the same grade level. What can I tell you? So, if we were in the same grade level, I would have told Noah the second. But I was not the first person to see it.
Yeah. Somebody else shouted.
If there weren't teachers nearby, I would have tried to save that frog. I mean, I wouldn't have, actually, because nature. No bad guys. Episode 2, Wild Horse. What do you think favorite thing from that was?
I like how horses, how unbelievably how big they are and heavy, but how fast they can run.
Yeah, my favorite thing from that was how they measure horses with hands instead of feet.
I know, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you can't do that on a tape measure.
Episode 3, Moose.
I liked how, their antlers can be, like 6 feet long.
Yeah, really big. I think my favorite thing was we had my grandpa over. I call him Grumpy.
Yeah.
We, I like the encounter.
That was funny. Sorry, I have to turn it off for a second. Hold on.
Yeah, he kept going.
Sorry, nope, I have to. Yeah. Okay, cool. Hold on, I'm not ready yet. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, what was the fourth episode?
Thing with Sea Snail.
Oh yeah, Sea Snail. I love how what is it called? The poisonous snail.
Cone snail.
Cone snail. I love how it's so tiny. Actually, I take that back. What's that purple snail that makes like bubbles and a bubble raft?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love that. That was
really my favorite too. There was also a snail that my dad was very obsessed to. It was a snail. It used its mucus nets.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too. I love that snail episode. That was a good one.
Yep, yep, yep. 5.
What was that?
What was episode 5?
Bald Eagle?
Yeah!
Bald Eagle, yeah.
Okay, what was your favorite thing from that, Noah?
I like how, it's, all brown. A hawk is.
And it's not
but
really
then,
bald.
And it's, it's called a bald eagle, and it's all white. That's really cool. And then it's like a yellow beak. It's a cool combination.
Yes. Yeah, my favorite thing was...
And I love that animal encounter. That was so fun.
Noah was actually there.
Yeah, I was just pulling in, and it flew over, and then we came. We were just about to wrap it up, and another one. It was really cool.
And then after that other one, we stayed for another half an hour.
Let's just wait for another one to fly by.
Our parents were like, I wonder if there's going to be another one. And then that just continued for 50 minutes.
They were staring.
My favorite thing from that was probably how our national bird was almost the turkey.
I know. That's sad.
Yeah, that's just... But I can...
But I would get to take a picture with the national bird every day. Pretty much.
Yeah, you get to take... Yeah.
Because... Oh, I see our national bird.
And
it's a turkey.
If turkeys were a national bird, they would probably all be pardoned.
Yeah.
Okay, episode 6. Jellyfish.
I love how it's almost like goo, but it's alive.
This is no
it
part
has tentacle
of
and it can but it can still like can't see or no.
I don't think it can. It has no heart, no brain.
Yeah.
And it manages to survive
and see,
fly.
And think and see and like know that there's something around it and sting it.
My favorite thing from that episode was that it was the fact that I was absolutely obsessed with. You can eat them. You can eat jellyfish. But out of the thousands of species, there's only 11. That are edible. Yes. Only 11. Okay! That pretty much wraps it up for episode 6. Episode 7. Hi, Noah! Oh, hello there. Noah just had to go on safari, but we've got my dad here to help us.
Yep, I'll fill in. Bye, Noah. See you later. So, I did notice, I was listening in, Campbell, and you guys went a little bit about out of order on this season one recap.
Oh.
So the actual order was episode one was Milk Snake, episode two, Wild Horse, episode three, Moose,
episode
four,
Bald Eagle, episode five, Jellyfish, and episode six was Sea Snail.
Sea Snail. So that leaves us with episode seven, which was
Owl.
So what was your favorite part about the Owl episode, Campbell?
I think it might have been the... maybe the encounter.
The encounter with the owl? Who had an encounter with the owl? I don't even
Kelly.
Remember. Oh, right. That's when Aunt Kelly called us and told us about the big owl that was in her backyard.
Yeah, it was like eating a snake.
Super cool. And then episode 8, moving on, was Raccoon.
Uh-huh.
And that was when Eva joined us to tell us about a couple of different encounters we've had with raccoons just in our own neighborhood.
I think my favorite part about that was the raccoon reaching through the hole and then like turning the lock.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool. Super smart animals, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved on to number 9, which was snapping turtles.
My favorite was the part where you can eat them because, like, some videos made it seem like a really big deal, but they're least concerned, so they're not too endangered.
Yeah, but you don't really see that a lot around here, like the eating of snapping turtles. But my favorite part was definitely when we had that encounter where we were just sitting there staring at these little bugs on the water, and all of a sudden we saw this enormous turtle that had been there the whole time move out of the way. That was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last episode of the season was with Noah, who is now off on safari, was the episode 10, which was the red-tailed hawk.
Yeah, so I think my favorite part was that maybe juvenile red-tailed hawks don't really have red tails.
Yeah,
like that was very interesting.
Cool. So that's a quick recap of all 10 of our episodes. If you haven't listened to them, you should go back and check them out. And starting this week, right, we're gonna have new episodes.
Season two
is starting, right? So tune in. We can't wait. We got an exciting new season with lots of new animals. Lots of new animal encounters, and of course, always some jokes and animal facts.
See you in season two. Wait, hold on. Oh, I'm getting a picture of an elephant. Noah sent it to me from safari.
Wow, he travels fast, huh? He made it all the way to Africa.
Right.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon on
season two
of Animal Adventures. Bye.
See you later.